For our call to worship this morning, I would like to look at three things the Lord did when He raised Christ from the dead. I'm going to be reading from Ephesians 1:19, and it says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead." So this is saying that God caused us to believe by using the same power that He used to raise Christ from the dead. And I don't know where these free will people get all their ideas at, but mine is in that He made me believe. The second thing I'd like to look at, which Christ did when He raised Christ from the dead. It says in verse 20, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might, dominion in every name that is named, not in this world only, but that in the world which is to come, and put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. So I think this is fantastic, what the Lord did for Christ when He raised Him from the dead, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand. That's the second thing the Lord did. The third thing the Lord did is He raised us. And we'll start with verse 20 again. Which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. And you. I'm now in chapter 2. When He raised Him from the dead. Hath He quickened? That's what King James put in. That wasn't there originally. But we lose a little. It's hard to get this all together. But in verse 20 again, when He raised Him from the dead, and you. Hath He quickened's okay, but it wasn't there originally. Who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past we walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in sons of disobedience and children of disobedience. And then we get back to verse 4. It says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath He quickened us together with Christ, and raised us up together and made us. This word made is a word of force which cannot be overruled. Made us together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so there's three things. First, He makes us to believe. Then He exonerated Christ. And then He raised us up together with Christ. And I'll read chapter verse 5 again. Even when we were dead, hath He quickened us together with Christ. O Lord, we come today to worship You and to praise You and to honor You, to magnify Your name for the great things You've done for us, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for choosing us and causing us to believe. Thank You for that we were risen together with Christ. These things we want to thank You, Lord, and thank You, and thank You, Lord. We want to praise Your name. Thank You, Lord.